This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So I roll up. I walk up to the counter sort of bow-legged. And I say, one epic pepperoni stuffed crust. And they say, okay, what do you want to drink? And I say, crush. Crush cream soda, cream crush.
Normal as can be. Cream crush, please.
And they're like, Like, okay, I can see them like trying to work out like how this is going to work. And they're like, okay. All right, give me 1 second. And then they go back.
What's the issue?
So the epic aspect of the epic pepperoni stuffed crust is that whatever you want to drink is what it is. It's stuffed with the drink. So when they say, what do you want to drink? That's what it is. There's the pepperoni and the drink. And what you're kind of supposed to say, I guess, to be polite, is that you want
sauce,
cheese. You're supposed to be like, oh, I guess I'll have some cheese to drink. And then they're like, great.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
And then can you get a drink or you have to go next door or something?
The drinks are all in the back and they don't come in bottles. They come in like an injector needle.
Like a syringe.
Yeah, but it's like one of those fat like food syringe, like a plastic syringe, not one that you would like use on like a guy.
Right.
And so they're just trying to figure out how to get the crushed cream
into the crust.
Yes, it's getting in, but then now there's a hole, and so it's coming out of the hole.
Well, the baking crust process is just falling apart. Yeah,
It evaporates in the oven.
Does anyone explain this to you, or at any time does anybody talk to you about it? This is what's so fucked about our country right now. If I can just say this, is like, I'm happy this
We're
came
on
up.
Our own. We're on our
this
own.
This is what's so...
There is nobody coming to save us.
Yes. Good luck. Yeah, no, the Marvel movies that you go and see?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a fantasy, pal.
Oh, and here.
Doctor once Strange again, isn't walking through
once
the
again,
door.
I'm supposed to vote my way out of this.
Right?
Oh, just go vote one more time. This will be the one. This time it'll fix it. And then once again, nothing we can do.
Because we have the White House, we have the Senate. You know, and so at this point, like, if you're not going to come in and fix something as simple as a cream crush epic pepperoni stuffed crust pizza, then how can I trust you with law? So
that's
happy
my last time
up,
going to,
and it's your last time going to the pizza, and it's
going to see Papa.
It's probably my last time going to the voting booth as well. Mm-hmm.
They don't call it Papa. They don't want to call it Papa John's anymore because of that. It's called Papa. It's called Papa John. Different Guys now.
I haven't been since they changed it. I'd be more comfortable walking. I don't want to have a bag that says Papa John's. It says Papa Different Guys. They know, hey, I'm part of the solution.
Welcome to my show.
Welcome to the show, the big show.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hollywood Handbook.
Tony and Johnny.
Tony and Johnny. Tony and Collie.
Oh,
the boys
my.
With their little microphone toys. They love to do the show. Hi.
Are we here?
Hello.
You're so here.
We're here.
Johnny Gemberling and Tony Atamanik.
John G, Tony A.
Thank you.
Hi.
Wonderful. How's it
going?
The
Bad Boys.
John C. Hey,
this thing is on a rocket ship to outer space.
I can
it's
feel
a
it.
Big show.
I can
it's
feel
a show.
It.
The show is taking
very
off.
Buzzy. They don't come along that often anymore, these buzzy shows.
Our show?
Yes,
oh,
the marketplace
yeah.
they
oh,
said
yes.
was saturated. No room for another podcast. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess we'll have to make room, said Johnny and Tony.
Is
wow.
It, is it buzzy?
I guess we'll carve out a little space for ourselves. I'm hearing buzz.
Really?
This is really. Buzz. You know, we're just such a mom and pop operation. You know, we have our heads down, just grinding them
yeah.
out every week and...
I think it's the
really,
format.
We're the mom and pop. We're the Papa Different guys.
Yeah, we're the Papa Different. You're looking for
yeah.
Papa Different. We're right
yeah,
here.
These are the different
yeah.
guys. These
it's
two
different.
Different guys.
It's different.
Yeah.
It's casual and filtered conversation.
You listen?
Yeah. Does it sound like I listen?
Yeah.
Would
absolutely.
I be able to describe it?
Yeah.
Buzzy, casual, and filtered conversation?
Yeah. Wow.
That's it.
Two old friends chopping it up. Not afraid to step on each other's toes either, which I enjoy.
Yeah.
We That's are crazy. Afraid, actually, but it just sort of happens.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you
We're
fight through that
afraid.
Fear to get pissed at each other.
And But, you know, being brave is not the absence of fear of stepping on each other's toes.
You can't be
being
brave unless
terrified.
You're afraid. Yeah.
And
yes,
doing
you need
it anyway.
You need
right.
your fear. You need your fear. You know, that's what makes you whole. I mean, that's what Kirk said to Cybok in Star Trek V. Mm-hmm. That's
and
what
that's
I live
what
by.
That's what Ned Stark said
I
to
am
Bran in mm-hmm. the first Game of Thrones mm-hmm. episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't be afraid. You can't be brave unless you're afraid.
No. And, if you're no. not afraid, you're not doing jack shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we're excited that we didn't realize that there was so much buzz, you know, about our
oh,
show.
Oh, my God. You never know when you're in
People
it. Speaking from experience,
nervous.
We were buzzy mm-hmm. 7-8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know what we had at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So cherish this.
Now, you guys have been doing this podcast for like almost 10 years, right?
Yes,
Gosh,
we have
been.
We have been on. We started out with this. Like trajectory of rising very quickly in sort of the podcasting world, we have maintained it across an entire decade.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
No change in the rate of increase of our listenership the entire time. Every day I wake up and like, it's got to fall off.
Yeah, we
today.
Should see a little dip. You know what I mean?
Today has to be the day.
I'm surprised your listenership isn't affected by the crypto dip. That there's no sort of correlation.
It ended up being great for us. That people are cashing wow. out to subscribe.
Interesting.
It's
you don't accept crypto for subscription fees.
We know.
How do we handle that?
Not anymore. No, we're just cold hard cash these days.
Yeah.
We're analog.
People pay in cash.
Real estate.
They pay in actual cash to subscribe.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I drive around
in real estate.
Is
yeah.
there like mm-hmm. a depot or? Like
I drive around. Box? I got a truck.
Oh,
they
nice.
Just give me their address. I show up 12 hours later anywhere in the country. I make it work.
It's interesting, John.
You got
and
a
I,
cyber truck.
We're more pure. We don't make Aww. Money off of this podcast.
Not what it's about.
In fact, we've lost money, and that's I think when you know you care about something when you're
you
sinking
can hear
money
it in
into
the show
something.
The overhead,
you're losing money,
me.
And
yes.
It comes through on Mike that you're losing money. And I think that's part of what's made it so buzzy is it's like the passion is so real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I listen and I could just feel the money slipping out of your pockets as you guys are.
Well, how long did it take you guys? When did you become profitable?
Gosh, what's today? Thursday?
This is a Thursday right now.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess it would be... Sunday night,
close. Oh. Not quite Monday yet, but closer mm-hmm. to Monday than obviously.
Yes.
Wow,
it's Saturday, yeah.
And you're yeah. in the black, as
yes.
they say.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Wow,
there.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. Yeah, I mean, we don't, like I said, we do it for the art, and you know, we don't.
And
really...
it is art. It's a disrespected art form.
It is a disrespected,
it's a disrespected
art,
art form.
You know, and we said we're two nubiles. I mean, we're nubiles when it comes to this.
Nubiles?
Mm-hmm.
Smooth yeah,
nubiles.
Yes.
We're smooth nubiles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're smooth nubiles, and we, you know, we didn't know. We were like open, bare-bellied lambs, just hoping to come into this territory and
shorn.
And
make
a, the little lambs running around with their bare bellies,
not
waggling.
Even wool to sell.
Yeah, everyone knows about lambs and their fat, bare bellies just dragging on the ground.
Just exposing their little bellies, just showing them off. They don't know any better, you know?
That's how they tracked a serial killer who was a shepherd. Did you know that?
But talk how about did they that do a little that? Bit. Yeah, because you've brought this up a few times already today.
Yeah, well, in our pre-interview in the pre-pre, in 1968,
in peppermints,
That's right. Yeah, set
one
it.
One pill makes you horny.
That old man made to wave the flag. Ooh, that red, white, and blue.
But it was a torn Ireland, divided Ireland, and just south of Belfast, over 15 women were found in different states of decomposition with all their hair removed, piled into a bag and set next to them. And
south of Belfast, Sobe.
Yeah, that's what they call it now. They call it Sobe. Yeah, Sobe.
That's where Sobe came from.
Yeah. It's the Sobe Arts District. And so, and they thought for a while it was a very noted Northern Ireland artist, actually, Phineas McFinney. And they actually were able to track this murderer down using forensic belly slide imprints on the grass. That the one thing this shepherd couldn't do was leave his flock, because he was a dedicated shepherd, and you got to give him that.
So they were coming with him.
The flock was there at every murder.
Mm-hmm. And you could see their underdeveloped teats, the mark of the teats dragging in the
nubile in the belly tracks. Scraping through the Sobe meadows. Yeah, it's a really interesting case. Thank you for bringing that up.
It was.
The sheep's fat teats were dragging in the dirt.
Yeah.
And the hooves
are lambs. They're very underdeveloped.
Yeah, they're underdeveloped.
No, they were, you know.
They're underdeveloped, but large enough teats.
No, their bellies and their teats. Like, their teats are just on their bellies. Their bellies are hanging.
They were short legs at that age as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Think about when you were 8 or 7.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I don't know if this is like Johnny had a different experience, which is fine.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe totally I don't know cool.
of having like big round nipples, like big fat engorged nipples is like
there's
a little
no
kid.
Normal with this
yes.
stuff.
Yes.
When I was eight,
that's so true.
When
that's
I
so
was
true.
Eight and my fat teats were making tracks in the ground, my hind hooves would erase those tracks as I walked, right? Because I'm walking on the teat tracks with my hind hooves.
Well, I mean, they haven't gone to trial yet, and maybe this is
so
part
from 1968?
yeah. It's what do you call statute of limitations.
The statute of limitations is you wait for decades
you
have
to try the case.
That's how they do it in Ireland. The statute of limitations is we can only do so much.
There is no normal with this stuff in terms of like what statute of limitation means. There's no reason to limit that. It may mean how long before you are unable to prosecute a crime.
Yeah.
You know, in Ireland, it's how long you have to wait before you're allowed to do
it. Before you do it. So, he had quite a life, you know, family, grandchildren, and he actually was a model citizen.
And a model as well, yes.
And he was actually one of Robert Mapplethorpe's first models in his first book. And he also had a lot to do with the what's the famous clothing store? Abercrombie and Fitch.
Abercrombie. He was always, you know, catching a football on a picnic table or he was in a tree and look at me and
new documentary is about how the models were not just all white, but like Irish, native Irish, thick,
a little too
brogues,
Irish, yeah.
Thick brogues, yes. But blonde, blonde and blue eyes, very strange. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The staff, all Irish. The shepherd's staff.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, I love true crime. That's just who I am.
Bro, I'm addicted to this stuff. And it's funny because, you know, here you do a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's not expressly a true crime podcast, but I don't think it hurts to have that obsession. I think there's room to talk about that stuff in podcasting a little bit.
A little bit. I think
it could be possibly lucrative, you know, down the line. Not that you're interested in that, but it's...
That seems like a risky proposition. I think we'll stick with the podcast we lose money on. Okay. I think we know what we're doing.
I appreciate you,
and I want you to know I appreciate you, and everyone sees things differently. So.
I mean, how would we break into true crime? Like, what do they do? They listen to, like, the police...
The scanner.
Blotter, scanner.
I think you listen to the blotter. Scanner, and then you sort of, you get in there, and you just say, like, hey, so I was listening to the scanner.
Hey, this guy's
today.
Being weird.
Yeah, there's a guy being weird. One guy's voice was kind of nasal, and I heard the beginning of what street he was going to.
Yeah. It's helpful, too, if you live in a really expensive building on the Upper West Side, and, you know, maybe you have a couple of friends who are, you know, really just out the door on the ledge of both, you know, their lives and their careers, partner up with them. And, you know,
well,
maybe
you find
a young
that you
woman.
Have a common interest, right?
Right.
And it is true crime. And,
yes. Yeah.
Well, you're,
you have a beloved media source that sort of becomes your entree. And then that grows into you're working as a community, you're making art together, you're investigating something in real time. And it's exciting. And, you know, two of you
are old men.
Make sense.
Yes.
One's
We're
tiny. One's normal size.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or tall, even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then, of course, there's your other best friend to complete the set, the young Latina.
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course. Everyone
hates us openly for a while. And we really have to work at her to just get any kind of.
I mean, it's almost a trope at this point, the two old men hanging out with the young Latina solving crimes. I mean, you know.
No, people may be sick of that, but it's funny. It still works on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I go, here we go again. Let me guess. These two old guys are going to meet a young Latina they befriend. And then, you know, and I'm so far ahead. I go, there she is. Oh, I wonder if they're going to find something in common. But then before you know it, I've got my popcorn out and I'm, you know, hitting the skip intro and the next one, because I do love seeing that group.
Oh yeah.
Speaking
it's
of
classic,
shows, this show, doing it,
show.
Doing this one. We know what we're doing, just like you guys. What we want to think about is what we can do together.
Ooh.
You guys are sort of a rising commodity.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We are, again, maintaining the gap as we move up and up and up in our subscribers and our listens. But I do think there's still an opportunity for us to reach back, you guys to reach forward, and like we sort of grab hands and
send the elevator back down. You know, it's going to be quite a few floors, but you know, that is, a lot of podcasts did not do that for us.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You pull us up a little, we drag you down a little, and we just meet in the middle.
I think that could be
many podcasts. We send the elevator back down. Other podcasts will hack the elevator. So it careens towards the roof of the building and your eyes are impaled by the spikes at the top of the elevator shaft.
Oh, like a Charlie and
I was thinking Emilio.
You're thinking Charlie Sheen. That wasn't Charlie Sheen.
No, he's thinking Charlie and the Chocolate.
That was Emilio Estevez. Red light, green light.
He was thinking glass
stick
elevator.
Stick them together, hustle is out.
I was thinking Mission Impossible.
Yes.
But where Willy Wonka gets impaled. And Charlie survives because the spikes don't reach his head.
No, Charlie's small.
Yeah, Charlie's small. So there's another pairing. All you need is a young Latina. If you have Willy Wonka and you've got Charlie, you need a young Latina.
Emilio
Estevez.
Charlie's too young to me for that.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Willy Wonka, Slugworth, and a young Latina.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. That would be pretty nice. And they are friends in the end. You know, he works for him. I don't know if you know that.
He was a fake Slugworth.
Do you know that about Slugworth? That he worked for Willy Wonka. Every time I forget, I watch it. Every time I'm scared. Every time I'm like, what is this guy doing? He's meeting with these children and he's
being so crazy.
He's being so crazy.
So weird to them. Yeah.
And it's like my mind is wiped. And then you get to that reveal and you just go, Slugworth was good. I should have known by the name Slug, which obviously is an incredibly fastidious and
nature's gardeners, loyal
creature,
patient.
And worth and value. Worth. It's right there gardeners? In the name.
Yeah. They're nature's gardeners.
Yeah. Unlike nature's normal gardeners, which like have no association with nature at all.
Yeah,
the most normal gardeners thing in the world. Yes.
Yeah,
you know, normal gardeners are trying to control nature, manipulate it for their own, you know, do their bidding or whatever.
Right.
Slugs work within the existing structures.
They're
just
say, trying to
I'm nature's garden.
Just goo on
but that, how's that gardening?
Put goo on it.
They're in the ecosystem. Mm-hmm.
Gardening, by definition, is outside of nature. It's part of agriculture. It is controlling nature.
But nature's gardeners.
That just means aren't bees more like nature's gardeners? Excuse me.
Well, there's not just one nature's gardener. I mean, I don't think I said nature's only gardeners.
That is true. I would say they're more of like bees are like nature's horn dogs, you know, because they're like fucking flowers all day.
Yeah, they're getting all up in the flowers' guts.
Yeah, yeah. They're fucking stinger deep in flowers. Mm.
And they're buzzing. They're creating buzz like your show. If we could just return some of the things that we were discussing just a minute ago, just keeping it on sort of on track.
No, getting us back to where we were going.
Yeah.
What kind of partner? I mean, what kind of project, you know, do you think that something like the Phony and Collie show, which, you know, our show has a very particular structure. You know, it's about two guys talking aimlessly. Mm-hmm. For a while.
Ours too. Ours is about a couple of men chatting.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Without a particular destination. Mm-hmm. You know, we try not to put too many parameters on what we can discuss.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
How long do you typically record for?
Well, the episodes that we release are approximately an hour, you know, with ads. So maybe 48 minutes of content is released. I'd say we record for 6 to 7 hours a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
You edit?
And we're probably not as long lately because we've been doing it for a little while. And we kind of can feel when something's hot, when something's working.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think we'll probably use the slug discussion from this.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Just no context.
And you have ads that run regularly, not just occasionally.
Do you
like
have more
every
than
few
one
weeks?
Ad in an episode?
You'd have to ask Kevin.
You'd have to talk to Kevin. I don't
Can
really
I talk to Kevin?
With that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd prefer it.
Kevin?
What's up, guys? Yeah, the ads are pretty interesting. We really get like every last drop out of it for the whole month. So before we used to have like...
Does that make sense? I don't just like, you know, I don't... You don't have... We've done ads for a while, so we totally understand what that means. But like for you that don't have that experience, like does it not make sense that we get every last drop out of it for the whole month?
I gotta be honest, I don't understand what that means.
Yeah, sure. I didn't understand.
I was afraid of that.
Okay,
I was hoping he would
maybe break it down a little more clearly. I obviously got it. I said, "Oh, this is pretty obvious what he's saying. We get every last drop out of it for the whole month."
But
smart for Hayes to jump in and say, "Hey, wait a minute, these guys are flying blind."
Thank you.
You know, let's hold their hand.
And to sound like you're laughing and crying when you talk about this stuff, is that weird? No, when you're talking about ads, it's actually very normal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So before we would manually edit in a new ad every single episode. Mm-hmm. Now we're doing this thing in the industry called dynamic ad insertion, where instead of having
that. I know about that. Yeah,
hundreds of ads throughout
like what the
year.
Bees are doing.
Yeah.
So they're inserting yeah. there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Kevin. Go ahead.
I mean,
that's all right. Isn't that what the flowers so are doing to the bees?
We typically get like a couple ads, and then
no. Hang on. Actually,
wait. No.
John,
that's
no.
Wrong.
The flowers are covering the bees, and the bees aren't putting anything into the flowers.
The bees
the
are bringing
flower,
the pollen.
You think the flowers are inserting something into the bees?
No, I think the flowers are. I guess the
bees insert
pollen.
Their whole big ass in there, man.
Their ass,
and they get covered in the yes. fucking flower juice.
Yeah,
you think they're stinging the flowers?
No, they'd be dead.
I didn't say stinger. I
he
said their
whole ass.
I guess the pollen's coming off of them.
Yeah, they move flower to flower, and there's pollen mm-hmm. on their legs and their back hind ass, mm-hmm. and then they go to another flower that maybe doesn't have a lot, you know, what going mm-hmm. on, and they drop the pollen over there, and then the flower's like, great. Now I can grow more.
Nature's horny gardener. Think the flowers inserting into the bee. Sorry.
Is that how flowers...
I just get kind of pissed off, you know?
And John, this is a really
I was
going to
suggest
this
maybe
is
that
an
you guys
important...
get, that you get into the ads game, but yeah. now I actually think you should not. I think you should stay as far away from this as possible.
This is a little bit of a gang up on me.
Well, John, when you do the ads, you know, you're representing a brand. And so if you were to go rogue like you just did and abandon the copy and start just theorizing on a flower somehow inserting into a bee, you'd lose a lot of yeah. very important people, a lot of money.
I do have to step in. We'll be I have calling. To step in and mm-hmm. defend my partner
Thank you.
And say that even though I think what he said clearly was wrong in just in basic fundamental.
Kevin and I have barely been able to get through a sentence.
Biology.
You guys have been laying in wait to jump all over the two of us.
But I wanted to say that John has I think a greater purpose here, which is to understand maximizing dynamic ad insertion, which I know I'm very interested in because
Absolutely.
John and I both have obviously had very storied careers in the industry, and we really feel like as industry mavens, as people who have been around, are visible, are seen, are recognized, are even during COVID, even with a mask on, people mm-hmm. could tell me through mm-hmm. just through my eyes.
Yeah,
you know, we know
a wild, desperate look in your eyes.
Yes. Yo, I have awful sort of dissociative panic attacks that I don't even remember mm-hmm. who I am. And I
but
leave
they
the house.
Do. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Everyone
yeah.
else knows, don't they?
That's
yeah.
That's one of the gifts, right? Of
yeah.
being so recognizable.
Well, yeah. my neighborhood sort of does a story circle every week and tells me what I did. Hmm. So I go out in the week and I go, you know, maybe I attack somebody or maybe shit in a little Madonna,
yeah.
you know, like a
yeah.
little, there's a, in where I live, there's yeah. a lot of
Madonna
and babies.
Yeah.
yeah.
Where
and
I
you
live,
might
yeah.
use a
you,
toilet, you,
live in,
you know.
On planet Earth, there's little Madonnas everywhere.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't know.
Where
I
live,
live
too.
Where I
yeah.
live.
Little
it's
Madonnas.
A little
where I live
Christ.
As well, there's little. There's some
yeah.
big Madonnas.
And there's huge
where
ones.
I live.
Yeah,
there's
absolutely.
Enormous
yes.
ones. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
But,
we don't have enormous
I, you know,
ones.
You wouldn't.
Isn't little
you
Krishna
on one of those,
little
know?
Krishna on the corner.
But anyway, I would really, you know, think that our star power should be enough to drive the show, but it just feels like ad insertion, especially if it's dynamic, would be something interesting to both of us.
Well, it is dynamic, and thank you for the reset. And go ahead, Kevin. And John, you know, I'll save my comments for afterward.
After, I just want to clarify, after what?
After you start talking.
After yeah. I start talking,
yes.
then the comments will flow freely.
Yes.
All right.
Let me try it like this. This analogy, because I'm a little bit of a music head.
Okay.
Your band's about to go on.
yeah.
Sorry, I just get emotional. Your band's about to go on tour.
Are you reading this?
It's okay. Yeah, put the paper down and just say it.
A lot of times
Speak
he has something pre-written for the show.
Put the paper down and just say it.
I trace my hand when I get nervous.
Well, you're going to, you know what? You're all set for Thanksgiving.
A turkey, turkey. Okay. Yeah. I feel better. Your band's about to go on tour.
Okay, and you sound worse.
Yeah.
You don't sound better.
About to go on stage or on tour? Am I packing or am I tuning? Tour.
You're tuning.
What?
So stage.
On stage?
Yeah. So you're about to go on stage.
You're on tour.
I guess you're not really on tour until the first note is played. And so I guess effectively you are about to go on tour if it's the first show.
You're about to go on tour. You're tuning for the first show. And your manager comes up to you and says, instead of playing 10 songs tonight, why don't you play 3? And then you say, but we can do 10. And then they say, no, do 3 tonight. And then at the next city, do 1.
Okay.
Get it?
Oh. I feel like I already have to understand dynamic ad placement to understand the analogy that you're making.
I thought this
was going to be the explanation.
I think I get it.
Thank you, Tony.
I think I get it, which is that they're saying, hey, why not do less and leave early? And let's just go to the next town.
And you get paid less.
And get paid less and do less.
Mm-hmm.
The songs are the ads?
And then, and then you go to the second city and you play one song. And then your manager plays a video of the other songs to everyone in the audience.
Here's, I think, a better analogy. Your band's about to go on tour. Okay. Before you take the stage, you know, your manager comes up and says, hey, in between the songs, why don't you do a couple ads?
Thank you.
You say, should I do all the ads now? They go, no. We're going to dynamically insert the ads throughout the course of the tour.
Okay. The dynamic quality of the insertion, I think, is the part that is not getting explained at all.
Clearly.
Where does the dynamism come? Somebody decides where to put the ads in and they just decide differently every time, and that's the dynamism?
Dynamic.
You know
dynamically
why?
Dynamically based
on... So that people don't know where to skip to. So when they're playing the podcast, or let's say to continue our concert for Ice Axe, our band, that we're, and I'm presuming, John, that that's okay. That
you're saying it, Ice Axe. It's I Sax.
Yeah, I Sax. Yeah.
I comma Sax.
Our logo is crudely drawn testicles with 2 dollar bill pyramid eyes on each one.
Yeah, I mean, play saxophone.
Eyes act?
No,
More about. I just want it to be clear. It's
Where
more about that
from?
That we all play saxophone.
Yeah, it's an all sax band.
But the logo, yes, it does add a different layer to it for sure.
Yeah, it just like lets people.
I like.
Play
I'm not
with
complaining
it.
About the.
Well,
logo,
no, it's a lowercase I.
I'm not pissed about the
uppercase
logo.
X.
I voted for a different logo. That's fine.
It's a lowercase.
I also voted for a different name. I wanted to call it. I want to call it ISIS.
Oh, I understand.
We all have sisters.
Yeah, ISIS. ISIS. And then you bring your sisters up to dance at the end of the show, and then people in the audience
that
can buy
be
them.
Nice, yeah.
And Johnny and Tony, here's a little trick of the
it's
trade.
Tony and Johnny, but...
Have the ad have a little sax solo so people don't want to skip it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it can be boring, and then you feel the elevator going down.
Well, I don't have any yet.
The elevator's going down to help the other people,
to help
though,
the
isn't
other
it?
Podcasts.
Yeah.
But sometimes...
Is this a different elevator we're on? Is there an ad elevator and a help elevator?
This is the rock and roll elevator.
In this case, it's songs,
And the elevator goes down, songs. And it's got Emilio Estevez's corpse on the roof.
Mm-hmm. How many dates do we have? Are we doing, like, major cities? Are we doing second market, third market?
So, you play every week, but sometimes you don't have any songs.
Okay.
If that makes sense. And you'll go to your manager like, hey, why don't we have any songs this week? We're still doing a show.
Yeah.
And the manager doesn't know either.
They'll say, let me check on that.
Well, it seems like the manager, I'll say this, it seems like the manager truly does not know what's going on, nor really care. Almost as if it's like some sort of like... Like, you know, when you have like a public service from like a crime that doesn't constitute jail time, and you must go somewhere and, you know, do a compelled service for a period of time. That sort of feels like the attitude of the manager in relationship to whether there's songs in the concert or not, whether they care or not. And often only
You're
tells you information.
You're saying the manager committed a petty crime and was sentenced to compulsory service? Managing?
That happens all the time.
Well, the manager
cares. It's typical sentencing, you know, the jails are overcrowded.
Yeah.
The manager cares about some stuff. He was able, I guess, to purchase a house yesterday. And
the manager, you're not the manager's only client, and that's becoming increasingly clear.
It's funny, when we went on tour, our manager let us know right up front that we were not only not their only client, but that they would not be paying attention to the tour whatsoever.
This manager was like fully invested, but then realized the band doesn't like playing music and got scared.
The manager was scared. I just want to clarify.
The manager was scared.
The band was very brave.
The dynamic quality.
You can't be brave unless you're scared.
Yes.
Yeah.
I guess it was very brave too. Yes. Thank you.
John, you were really imagining over there just then. Remember earlier today when we were taping, you talked about my imaginarium, and I just watched you imagine.
I loved seeing John play in his imaginarium and splash around like that.
It was so inspiring.
Tony and I both, when we're imagining things, we squeeze our eyes shut and live. We squeeze our eyes shut and we live in separate imaginariums.
Yeah, we squeezes our eyes shut and we think about the thoughts. We see things and hears things, you know. Imagine
it. Beautiful, the childlike wonder that both of you still bring to this. I remember when we started out, we had some of that.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, to just like do the math, I had 5 million each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/the boys. That's rocketmoney.com/the boys. rocketmoney.com/the boys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hollywood Handbook.
Now, we did have an idea for a collaboration.
Oh, good.
Comedy Casino. What do you think when you hear those two words?
Carpeting.
You know.
Okay.
All right.
Not really the direction that I think we were. If we don't have
that.
we don't have a lot for this. We mostly just have Comedy Casino.
We brought that, you know, which is pretty cool.
But I do know that we were sort of thinking going in a more Spanish tile.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was thinking like comedy baked in a broiler with garlic and bacon,
right, like clams
and
casino.
Butter.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounded delicious. Because I think if comedy can be edible, if comedy can taste good, people really, that's when they want it.
I guess I was thinking of a...
We don't have a... I just want to address that one before we move to the next one, just so we know, just so we're on the same page.
Yeah.
Again, we don't have much. There will be food. The food is all boiled.
Sorry, which one are you addressing?
The Comedy Casino... being a comedy that's prepared with like garlic butter and that it's
okay.
The one that hasn't been addressed yet.
That it's broiled, but
when I said carpeting, that's not ever gonna get addressed.
No, we did. Remember when Hayes said that
very explicitly
more like a
Spanish tile.
Spanish tile.
Right. Okay, so that was it. That's it.
I'm sorry, John.
That's definitely it.
We are done with that for sure.
No, Hayes, let's
this does feel
time.
Pretty embarrassing for my partner, I know.
No, as a favor to you, John, I want you to feel heard. So you had an idea.
You just asked what I pictured.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're talking
And then Hayes said he pictured something else. And then Anthony said another idea.
I'm sorry,
can
we just
listen back all of this?
Can we
you
take
know,
a quick time
clear.
Out and I could
sure,
talk to my partner privately
yeah,
for just a moment?
That. Let's do that.
John, this is like an opportunity that we don't have, okay? This is a chance to partner with something that's successful. You've already heard about the ads and the music. I don't want to go on tour right now, okay?
I don't think anybody's saying we're going to go on tour. I think it's just an analogy that
they talked about a bus and having to tune up and everything. I'm not
Did
ready
we talk
to do
about
that.
The bus?
These guys are talking.
I imagine
these guys are
a bus.
You know, I think these guys are like,
I don't know,
talking, you know,
Paul.
I think they can hear us, but listen, you're embarrassing me. We're
I am.
We are supposed to come in and be confident, okay? And we could merge. Look at WeWork.
These guys
want to
jump all over everything I say, and you're right there with them, all right?
I'm playing the game, baby. What do you want? Do you want to make money?
If the game is gang up, who am I supposed to gang up on the giggly guy?
Yes. Yes. Gang up on him. Okay.
All right.
Maybe it'll get you back in the game.
But you got to gang up with me.
What? What?
You got to have my back.
I've got it. I've got it. He's sorry, guys. He doesn't understand anything.
Oh, it's so fine. It's so fine. Yeah.
Sorry. No way does he understand anything.
Okay. All right, John.
He's ignorant.
But look, I think the food's going to be boiled. You know, that's.
Thank you for answering my question.
We have a big pot.
That's fine.
And you're going to spend all day sweeping that floor. Anytime anything falls on the floor, you're going to be sweeping it up, carpeting.
Yeah, well, you're
going to
be
stains.
You're going to be mashing the boiled beans right into your carpet.
Nobody's going to see it because the pattern is so elaborate.
The boiled beans are going to dry at the carpet.
Nobody will see it. Everybody's going to see the spills.
I'll know it's there.
It's going to be swooshes and cubes.
Okay,
it's
going
to be all different colors.
I hope it smells very elaborate too.
Yeah, because it's going to be rotten boiled beans.
Well, you got to pump that oxygen in. You got to pump that oxygen in.
That's not really the direction we were thinking.
Oh,
we were thinking is going to be more of
sorry,
a nitrogen.
Not the direction, Tony.
Yeah.
Tony took it in the wrong direction.
Because it's a comedy
casino.
He
drove it into a ditch.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Which we don't have a lot for helium. It. We don't really know what it is, but we were going to put helium in. We thought it sounded
it's
going to
be a helium casino.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm really embarrassed.
Yeah, that's
sorry.
Great.
I'm sorry, John. I didn't mean to embarrass you.
I'm sorry. Well, next time, you know, don't be such a fuck schmuck.
He's doing
sorry.
It.
And
Johnny's doing it.
You know, the bees.
He's doing it right
you know,
before
you don't know.
About
what
he's doing it. He's doing so good.
You don't know about what the flowers do to the bees.
This is amazing. This is such a good part of the podcast. What he's doing.
Everything you say is just laughable. And
what do you want? What do you want from me?
We want a cogent idea for Comedy Casino.
I'm just going to bring it back in and say that I like the idea. I want the partnership. And I know my partner does as embarrassing and sort of infuriating as he can be. And I just think that there's a lot of opportunity maybe to start in the old strip in Vegas, uproot everything.
Mm-hmm.
Let's cancel all our
old
projects.
Vegas, yes.
Go to old Vegas.
None of
get
this
alone.
New bullshit.
Oh,
no.
New
shit
Vegas.
Sucks.
Circus. Miss
Let's
me circus. With that shit.
Let's buy Luxor. The old Binion's. Let's buy Binion's Casino.
Binion's.
And just, I love Binion's on Showtime.
It's my favorite
too.
Showtime show.
I love Binion's.
Binion's is so good. That's like
tiny,
me and my buddies.
Bunch of tiny yellow round mobsters running Las Vegas, making lots of money. That's Binion's.
Binion's.
And it stars
the
all,
Binion's from Despicable B. Oh.
You doing okay, Tony?
Well, that's what I want to talk about is our signature flavor of the podcast, which is that we don't shy
being
away
sick.
From decay and being sick and getting older. So we
many
think it's
podcasts
something
now, dude. It's so played out to like be healthy and like,
yeah,
and
be young,
and just be talking and not making like other noise, you know?
I know.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
No, it's all these young, healthy noises. And it's like the problem with social media these days, where it's like you're presenting this fantasy that you're not extremely sick right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's not relatable content. Like that's not my life. So then now I feel like shit because I'm listening to like these young studs like Ira Glass or whatever. Just out there, like, just acting all fucking healthy. And I'm going, like, this is not achievable for a regular American like myself.
And no, I always appreciate when people on Instagram will, like, post a picture where they're, like, pretending they're, like, young and healthy and stuff. And then later being, like, just so you know, I was sneezing a lot at the time that I posted this.
Yeah.
Picture.
Oh yeah.
I was sneezing all the time.
Yes. I followed this account. Beautiful, beautiful young woman. Mm-hmm. Incredible beach pictures. I was really probably obsessively tracking this account. And then finally she posted beautiful beaches. And she
The beach is nice, yeah.
Just the beaches, not her. Mm-hmm. And then but you could just tell she was beautiful. And fine,
well,
and healthy,
like
and
yeah.
healthy, and taught, and in the description, had a great day, woke up rested, had a healthy mm-hmm. bowel movement, you know, just reporting no problems. I feel fine.
Breathe through my nose.
Yeah, mm-hmm. breathe through my nose. My hands don't crack. You know, I don't suddenly have a moment where I feel like I lose my breath and maybe a little bit of consciousness, and I don't know what's going on. It goes away, and then I just ignore it. Because I figure, well, what am I going to do? Go to the doctor about everything?
Whites of the eyes are clear.
Yeah, and then, you know, what made her so relatable was when she finally posted a selfie, and she was a 98-year-old, actually one of the last living Birkenau survivors. And she was very sick and had been sick since, you know, World War II, and both mentally and physically with the trauma and, you know, what happened to her. And it made me feel
that's really
more
brave
connected.
That she
makes you feel
that.
A little bit. Yeah, it makes you sort of stop scrolling. It's not all white noise. Now you go, oh, good.
Yeah. Then I found
a human
out
being like me. Yeah,
her family posted it because she had died the day before at the beach.
Oh wow,
so wasn't as inspiring.
Gorgeous beach.
It wasn't
as
brave.
Yeah, wasn't as brave. Mm-hmm.
It was a brave family though. That's one of the bravest families
and
I ever
that,
heard about.
You know that your family is telling your story for you versus just getting out in front of it and saying, hey, I'm sick, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I thought. I thought coward was the first thing I thought when I realized.
Yeah. Fake.
Mm-hmm.
Fake coward.
Fake friend, fake gamer girl as well.
Yeah. Total fake gamer girl.
Mm-hmm. That can be one of the most frustrating things where you feel like you're really connecting with someone online. A girl, as you said, an attractive young female who's so into games, gaming, you know, these games that I love where I'm shooting puzzles and then to learn that there's no lenses in those glasses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that the reflection of the light, the game and stuff, that she was actually just watching a movie about a game. She was watching Pixels and there was no game.
Yeah.
Being played.
Yeah.
That can be
Pixels is the best betrayal. Of all of them too, by the way.
Pixels?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, it's got the most games.
It has the most games in it. And that's how you judge a video game movie. If you judge a video game movie, you judge it by the number of games mentioned in it.
Well, you go to see one, you go to see, you know, Assassin's Creed, you know, they're only doing the one game.
Yeah.
You go to see Pixels, take your pick. Pulls, because you know Josh Gad's getting sucked off by fucking Qbert at the same time that Pac-Man, you know, chomping on Sandler, and you're like, okay, now we're actually, you know, doing a movie because there's more games.
I like the Wizard
with Fred Savage.
Cool, man.
Yeah, that's great.
Because Fred Savage is
Fred Savage just really had a problem
Mario
recently. And
he moves Mario.
Is that why you're bringing him up? Because he had a problem recently?
And he recently had a problem.
And you want to either celebrate what he did or just
or
like
dance on the,
yes,
you know, kick someone when they're down? Is
so
it
like,
either
which
for you
is
to...
It?
Yeah, what are you doing exactly, John? Is it that you agree with his behavior or is that you think he deserves ridicule at his lowest moment? Go ahead and pick. I'm curious to know.
I think I wanted to reference the Wizard. I mean,
You're on your own, partner.
I mean, they're still remaking the Wonder Years, right? Like, I can't be the...
I mean, it's up to you at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to
it's
decide.
It's your choice.
Yes. So should they? So this is, I
you
guess, what I want to know.
Yeah.
Should they move forward with the project?
The Wonder Years?
Yes.
Well, it's a great opportunity
Bye.
For the
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.